We welcome our guest, Jill Siegel. Jill, how are you?
Doing great, HJ. Excited to be with you.
Well, we're glad to have you. Tell us something about Jill Siegel. Who is Jill Siegel?
Jill Siegel is an inspired person who grew up loving to connect with people, and I found out whenever I reached out to somebody and formed a positive connection, magic happened. Either we exchanged great energy, or it led to a dream job, or it led to a soulmate, or it led to a great business opportunity. And so I knew that I had to teach the world how to connect. So I'm all about spreading my message that whatever personality type you are, you have the ability to reach out and connect with everyone. And I'm promoting my new hit book, Jill Siegel's How to Talk to Anyone About Anything, The Secrets to Connecting, based on my hit seminar. And I just love to teach people that they have everything inside of them to make their dreams come true.
Is there a secret to connecting?
There is a lot of secrets to connecting, and one of the biggest secrets is called mind messages, that what you tell yourself creates an energy that either connects you to others or disconnects you, and that energy you create with your thoughts. So if you think, I'm too shy and I don't know what to say, you create a wall of fear around you. People pick up on that fear and feel disconnected from you. Even right now, HJ, if I'm thinking thoughts of fear, listen to how my voice is. Oh, hi, AJ. It's great to talk to you. See how disconnected I am from myself?
Right.
So you have to embrace yourself. So if you're shy or healing, what I teach people is that you're not supposed to change your personality. You're supposed to embrace it. So if you're shy, you say, I'm gentle, I'm healing, I love to put people at ease. Then you connect with your true self, and that radiates an energy of connection and friendship and warmth, which people pick up on and they want to talk to you immediately. You also connect by imagining the situation in the best possible way before you talk to anyone. If you're going to a party, you make it your mission to connect with everyone and make them feel good, and you see that happening before. We create everything by what we think about and what we put our energy and intention into. And then the third secret, AJ, is always tuning into the people around you. When you think, what does this person think of me? And you get yourself into that fear and self-consciousness, you disconnect. But when you look into people's eyes and think about what you're enjoying about them, like the way you listen to me, your voice is so calm, or if you think someone has a great smile, you think about that when you talk to them and they feel connection with you, because life is amazing. There's billions of people in the world, so what are the chances that one amazing person came into your path today? You want to tune into them and see what can come of that connection. Once I was on an airplane and I hadn't talked to the guy sitting next to me for 20 minutes, and I always talk to people next to me on airplanes because I think, why did life put this person in my path? And I said, oh, are you going to visit Minneapolis or do you live there? And he said, oh, I live there and work there. Here's my card. And I gave him my card, HJ, and he sunk in his seat and his eyes bulged, and I was like, is everything okay? And he said, just last week at my business, I told a lot of people that I wanted to go into motivational speaking. And they said to me, wouldn't it be great if you could find a way to sit next to Jill Siegel and have a conversation with her?
Wow.
And there we were. So in Jill Siegel's How to Talk to Anyone About Anything, I show you these things that you do with your thoughts that help you connect to everyone. And also, I teach you how to transform difficult conversations, connect with people who brag or people who give you free advice you don't agree with, or people who make bitter statements. And I show you that even when you leave a conversation, you can stay connected, and how to build a conversation, what things to talk about, and how to even answer that question, what do you do, so that people are excited about you and so that you create connection. Like, you know, people could say, what do you do? And you could say, oh, I'm in sales. Or they could say, what do you could do? And you could say, oh, I love selling kitchen products. I make people's lives so much easier in their home. And when I'm not doing that, I love to go bike riding. I'm just so into nature. See how you become a full person when you answer it that way?
Mm-hmm.
And they will mirror your passion back to you. So there's tons of secrets throughout my book, and anybody can connect with anyone. And again, it leads to so many amazing, it leads to your destiny. It leads to your goals.
Jill, is there an art to it? Because there are some folks who can walk in a room and just light the room up. And then there's others, if they walk in the room, no one knows they're there.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. Anyone can light up a room. And when people don't notice someone's there, usually because that person walks the room with fear, or they're thinking, I don't want to be here, or they're hesitant, and that creates like a wall around you. So anybody can radiate that charisma when they walk in room HJ. And it's like I said, begin by following those three steps of connection that I taught you with what you think about. And again, even when you talk to people, and you think about compliments in your mind, they feel a warmth with you. And the more that you learn to talk to yourself in a supportive way, again, you radiate an aura. So everybody has it. And we're all built with a personality for a reason. Some of us are really shy. Some of us are outgoing. But we all have the ability to connect. So all people first want when they meet us, in addition to all those other things I told you about, is to see that we're warm and that we're genuine and that we have empathy. So people get themselves psyched out because they think, oh, I have to be clever or witty, and that is not true. Even if you're nervous in how to talk to anyone about anything, I teach you, nine fantastic ways to start a positive conversation. And even if you're nervous, HJ, you can turn that into connecting, because you would go right up to that person. Let's say it's me wanting to meet you, and I would own that I'm nervous, and I would say, HJ, hi, my name is Jill, and I have to confess, I'm a little nervous to say hello to you because I'm such a fan of yours. So when I saw you, I knew if I didn't take the courage and reach out right now, I'd really regret it tomorrow. And wouldn't you be charmed by that?
I sure would. I'll be ready to talk.
There you go. So exactly. So you want to, even when you're nervous, if you own it and you are open with the person and authentic, they completely feel endeared to you. So that's why, people are so excited about this book and my seminars, because people think there's some people have it and some people don't. And I've proven that everybody has this charisma they can radiate, this ability to connect, and to see that when you have a dream and desire in your heart, HJ, it's not there for you to be frustrated by and weighed down by. It's there for you to pursue. So when you reach out to people around you and start positive conversations, life will put people in your path that you're meant to meet to help you, fulfill your goals. And plus, you have so much energy, because part of this whole message of connecting that I'm sharing is that it's complimenting people and making people feel valued. And when you do that, positive people just gravitate towards you, because whatever you put out, you attract. And so your life becomes so meaningful because you make people around you feel good and you feel such a sense of purpose, and it always comes back to you.